Well, it's a concern. I mean, there's been 2 years that this has been talked about. You know, it was noted at one point that the minister responsible said he had heard about it on the radio driving home, which was concerning to us. But if negotiations are happening, there must be some progress. Why wouldn't you report some progress? You must be moving things along. You know, if Atlantic Canada is to benefit from this, and particularly Newfoundland and Labrador, I mean, we have the asset. Muskrat Falls is the asset here for Atlantic Canada. And if Quebec is involved, that's fine. But we have to ensure that the decisions that are being made are not made in a boardroom in Quebec City. They're made somewhere in Atlantic Canada that benefits the people of Atlantic Canada, but particularly the people of Newfoundland and Labrador. It's our asset. We should maximize the benefits for us here. We're open to partner with Atlantic Canada and even with Quebec, but we need to know the information that's being shared or what's being negotiated. Getting no updates, you know, after 2 years is disheartening and it's disturbing, because that's not how an open and transparent government should operate, particularly when the people know this is coming. It's not a secret. It's not one of these big press conferences where we're going to bring out something nobody's aware of and pat ourselves on the back. This is something that people are looking forward to if it benefits the people in this province and achieves the goal of ensuring that Muskrat Falls is viable and that the rate mitigation is part and parcel of all the negotiations. We're not confident that Newfoundland and Labrador will be the best benefactors from this negotiations. We would have thought and hoped that part of the negotiations around rate mitigation would have ensured that 13.5 cents a kilowatt would have been indeed part and parcel entrenched in what was being negotiated. Tie that into the Atlantic Loop, there's no reason why that couldn't be achieved. To back off on that now tells me that the negotiations are not going in the favor of Newfoundland and Labrador, and that's concerning. So the information should be shared with the people of this province so the people of this province can decide whether or not the asset that they own, Muskrat Falls, should be used in that manner. A partnership there that ensures that the asset gets better utilized and that the benefactors would be the people of Newfoundland and Labrador is a good thing. I mean, we saw where Hibernia went. You know, I would hope we've modernized it and we've learned from the fact that the feds made an exorbitant amount of money off of that. But it did drive our oil industry. I would think the same for our hydroelectric energy process here, that they would come in as an equity partner. That would ensure that rate mitigation is in line with what people expect and can afford, and that it also opens up other doors for the federal government being a partner to expand not only to the Atlantic Loop itself, but how we can use that green energy and generate some additional revenues for the people of Newfoundland and Labrador.
When we spoke with Ferry, he did clarify that they're expecting the what he called a more substantive interim report that will include recommendations from Dame Moy Green by the end of this month. Does that surprise you? It seems like they sort of changed the name of it and what it includes.
Well, it's surprising because our understanding, this was going to be done months ago, and it would be the catalyst for what kind of a budget process would be put in play and what impact it would have on programs and services and, as he said, streamlining the efficiencies of government and privatizing if that what was recommended from their perspective. You know, the people of Newfoundland and Labrador, and particularly us in the legislature who have to debate budgets, would like to know what their platform is going to be. After we give them the nod to spend the monies, we'd like to know they're going to follow exactly what was debated in estimates and what was debated in the House and what was discussed. To take a report after the fact and then say you're going to implement certain parts of that based on the monies that have been allocated by the House of Assembly, it's a bit disturbing, and it's not the normal process. We would have thought, and we understand, there's always reviews, there's always inquiries, there's always structures to find efficient ways of doing things. But when you find them, or before you jump the gun, you make sure you have those things out publicly. You use them to drive exactly what it is you want to do. So he's talked about on both sides of his facing this one, because at the end of the day, he said this would be the driver of what was going to be his economic platform for the people in Newfoundland and Labrador. Then he said it would only be a set of recommendations or guidelines. And now he's saying, well, obviously, if he doesn't have it out there and it's not part of the structure of the budget, it can't have an impact on it. But the fear here is, well, once the budget is passed, he has carte blanche to actually spend the money within line departments. If he decides he's going to change programs and services midstream, that's disturbing to the people of Newfoundland and Labrador and to us in the House of Assembly who didn't have a chance to discuss that and debate it.